Once the KET forum started, it wasn't long before President Obama's name was mentioned and then repeated about a dozen times. Tea Party favorite Todd Peeple argues Kentucky should join 29 other states in a legal battle against facets of the national health care law, a law often referred to by its critics as Obamacare. By refusing to join in the lawsuit, the Hopkins County attorney says incumbent Jack Conway is ignoring the welfare of Kentuckians.
They don't want a politician in the office of attorney general. They don't want someone who is there simply to promote the agenda of Barack Obama. He's been absent from the most historic legal fight in the history of our nation, my lifetime, on Obamacare.
In response, Democrat Jack Conway says he prefers to spend his office's resources on issues unique to Kentucky. The attorney general added, in his words, "I'm not going to take those precious resources away and put them on a Washington political stunt."
Now, a bunch of AGs have sued to stop the health care reform. Some other AGs have sued to support it. I didn't join them either. I didn't join them either because I wanted to focus on Kentucky first, and this is an issue that's going to get decided anyway.
Historically, Kentucky's attorney general has played a major role in the fight against prescription drug abuse. Much recent attention is focused on the so-called pill pipeline, which describes the flow of illegal prescription pills into Kentucky from other states, particularly Florida. Conway's critical of those states for failing to interrupt the flow.
I'm not going to rest until all 50 states monitor their pills the way that we've been doing here in Kentucky for better than a decade, and we're also going to make certain that these systems, state systems, are interoperable.
As for the victims of drug abuse, Peeple believes they should have access to drug treatment programs, and the Republican adds the best programs have a basis in religion.
I think government has its real limitations. I believe government can change laws, but only God can change the heart of an addict, and faith-based programs are proven to have a higher success rate.
A proposed crackdown inside Kentucky on illegal immigration will probably reemerge when the state's General Assembly convenes this winter. Some lawmakers think the Commonwealth should enact restrictions like those now in Alabama. They allow the detention by state and local police of people suspected of living in the U.S. without proper documentation. Conway argues current law can help do the job without any new legislation.
I have advised local law enforcement that if they find someone that they think may be here illegally, they can put what's called a 48-hour ICE hold on them to ascertain their status. I do not support. What I don't support is a patchwork system of state immigration laws.
Peeple countered, federal authorities are simply not responding to concerns expressed by state and local officials.
It's extremely frustrating for victims of crime. I understand the issue. ICE will not call you back. INS will not call you back. The federal government is broken, and the rule of law is not being upheld.
The hour-long KET forum also included a discussion on expanded gambling. While state courts consider the legality of instant racing machines, gamblers are already feeding coins into such devices at Kentucky Downs. Ellis Park says it too will soon offer instant racing. Jack Conway repeated, in his opinion, such machines are legal in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
I do because I issued an opinion some time ago that said that these are races that actually took place in the past that they're allowing people to bet on. And the way the Kentucky statute is written, it gives very broad authority to the Kentucky Racing Commission to define what is parimutuel wagering.
Peeple isn't so sure. He says if the instant wagering devices are deemed slot machines, they are illegal under current state law. He says the expanded gambling issue should be decided by Kentucky voters. If elected, Peeple pledges to establish a public corruption unit in the Attorney General's office. In Kentucky, he believes corruption at the local level remains a priority issue.
I do have grave concerns that we have elected officials at the local level who are not being held accountable with the funding. No-bid contracts, I think, are a serious problem when you have elected officials on the local level that will enrich their friends at taxpayer expense.
However, Peeple said he couldn't cite specific instances of corruption within Kentucky communities. Both Peeple and Conway, along with all other statewide candidates, are in the stretch run now. The election is just 3 weeks from today. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.